In the field. At daybreak, the platoon of 18 soldiers formed into a loose rank and began wading side by side through the deep muck of the shit field. They moved slowly in the rain, leaning forward, heads down. They used the butts of their weapons as probes, wading across the field to the river, and then turning and wading back again. They were tired and miserable. All they wanted now was to get it finished. Kiowa was gone. He was under the mud and water, folded in with the war, and their only thought was to find him and dig him out and then move on to someplace dry and warm. It had been a hard night, maybe the worst ever. The rains had fallen without stop, and the Song Trabong had overflowed its banks, and the muck had now risen thigh deep in the field along the river. A low gray mist hovered over the land. Off to the west, there was thunder, soft little moaning sounds, and the monsoon seemed to be a lasting element of the war. The 18 soldiers moved in silence. First Lieutenant Jimmy Cross went first, now and then straightening out the rank, closing up the gaps. His uniform was dark with mud, his arms and face were filthy. Early in the morning, he'd radioed in the MIA report, giving the name and circumstances. But he was now determined to find his man, no matter what, even if it meant flying in slabs of concrete and damming up the river and draining the entire field. He would not lose a member of his command like this. It wasn't right. Kiowa had been a fine soldier and a fine human being, a devout Baptist, and there was no way Lieutenant Cross would allow such a good man to be lost under the slime of a shit field. Briefly, he stopped and watched the clouds. Except for some occasional thunder, it was a deeply quiet morning, just the rain and the steady sloshing sounds of 18 men wading through the thick waters. Lieutenant Cross wished the rain would let up. Even for an hour, it would make things easier. But then he shrugged. The rain was the war, and you had to fight it. Turning, he looked out across the field and yelled at one of his men to close up the rank. Not a man, really, a boy. The young soldier stood off by himself at the center of the field in knee-deep water, reaching down with both hands as if chasing some object just beneath the surface. The boy's shoulders were shaking. Jimmy Cross yelled again, but the young soldier didn't turn or look up. In his hooded poncho, everything caked with mud, the boy's face was impossible to make out. The filth seemed to erase identities, transforming the men into identical copies of a single soldier, which was exactly how Jimmy Cross had been trained to treat them, as interchangeable units of command. It was difficult sometimes, but he tried to avoid that sort of thinking. He had no military ambitions. He preferred to view his men not as units, but as human beings. And Kiowa had been a splendid human being, the very best, intelligent and gentle and quiet-spoken, very brave, too, and decent. The kid's father taught Sunday school in Oklahoma City, where Kiowa had been raised to believe in the promise of salvation under Jesus Christ, and this conviction had always been present in the boy's smile, in his posture toward the world, in the way he never went anywhere without an illustrated New Testament that his father had mailed to him as a birthday present back in January. A crime, Jimmy Cross thought. Looking out toward the river, he knew for a fact that he had made a mistake setting up here. The order had come from higher, true, but still, he should have exercised some field discretion. He should have moved to higher ground for the night, should have radioed in false coordinates. There was nothing he could do now, but still, it was a mistake and a hideous waste. He felt sick about it. Standing in the deep waters of the field, First Lieutenant Jimmy Cross began composing a letter in his head to the kid's father, not mentioning the shit field, just saying what a fine soldier Kiowa had been, what a fine human being, and how he was the kind of son that any father could be proud of forever.